This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a big study just out today about gender in the workplace by Lean In, the organization started by Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg and the consulting firm McKinsey. They surveyed 34,000 people at 132 companies in North America. Alexis Krivkovich is a partner at the consulting firm McKinsey and a lead researcher on the study. Alexis, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So since last year, what should we say? Some progress with a question mark over the some?
I'd say there's definitely a question mark. We're seeing that corporate America is still quite far behind when it comes to gender parity in this country, and in particular that women are falling behind early. It's those first promotions that are really holding them back, and they continue to lose ground at every step.
I'm going to ask you about those first promotions in just a second, but the phenomenon you're talking about is particularly pronounced when you're talking about people of color trying to get promotions?
It's absolutely especially acute for women of color. We see that early on, women of color are represented relative to their position in the U.S. population, but by the C-suite, they're virtually not present. We only see 3% of them at the senior executive level.
Let's talk about these early steps up to manager when you're going through an organization, the early promotions. Tell me about what you found then in terms of gender.
Well, this was really surprising to us because we would expect that first promotion is a point where women and men are perhaps facing the most equal experiences, both in the workplace and in the home environment. It's also where we tend to see most of our youngest generation and millennials, and a lot of people expect to see a lot of change there. And unfortunately, what we found in the research is really the reverse, which is that for every 100 women that are promoted at that first entry level to manager, 130 men are. So women are falling behind quite acutely at that very first step up moment.
Getting ahead at work also involves getting feedback and negotiating promotions, but your research finds, again, a difference between men and women when it comes to these conversations?
Absolutely. And the encouraging piece is that men and women both state that they're asking for and they're interested in feedback at the same rates. But women are stating that they don't receive it nearly as often. They're, in fact, 30% less likely to get monthly input. And when it comes to difficult and critical feedback, while managers think that they're giving it to the same degree to men and women, women are saying they're not receiving it at the same rates. And that's a real problem when you think about the input you need to really elevate performance over time.
Alexis Krivkovich is a partner at the consulting firm McKinsey and a lead researcher on the study. Ms. Krivkovich, thank you for this.
Thank you.
We'll put up a link to that data at marketplace.org.